We're in Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He restores my soul.
He restores my soul.
He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
They comfort me.
Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely, goodness and love.
Goodness and love.
Your goodness and love
will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
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 Thank you so much, everyone. I once visited a young friend of mine in the children's hospital in the BRI, and he was out about to have a big operation, and I wanted to say something to comfort him. And as I walked down the corridor to his ward, Psalm 23 that we've just heard read to us came to me. And I got him to hold up his hand like this. And I said, "How many fingers have you got on one hand?" And he said, "I've got four fingers and one thumb." He was a smart kid. I said, okay, can we just call it five fingers? And I said to him, "You've got five fingers, and I've got five words for you, one for each finger." And the words are these: "The Lord is my shepherd." And as we read it, did you see how that line ends? "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I have everything I need." And I said to my young friend, I said, "If you can say those five words, 'The Lord is my shepherd,' then you have everything you need to face your operation." And his parents said really beautifully that as he was going under the anesthetic, they could see him counting out on his fingers those five words were very precious to my young friend. They made all the difference to how he felt as he went into his operation. And friends, if you can say those five words and mean them, they make all the difference to how you feel as you face perhaps your operation, or as you face the rest of lockdown, or as you face getting ill or being alone, or as you face dying. Why don't you just hold up your hand for a second? Humor me. Five fingers, five words. "The Lord is my shepherd." And I wonder if you know how precious it is to say those five words and mean them. Maybe you think, "Oh, well, that's all well and good for your young friend, but you know, I'm not feeling it. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it because shepherds look after sheep. You know, why do I need a shepherd? I'm not a sheep." And the Bible says again and again that we are like sheep. And if we're going to see why we need a shepherd, we need to think a little bit about what it's like being a sheep. And to help us to do that, I've invited along my friend Dexter. Here's Dexter. Hi, Dexter. Say hello to everyone out there, Dexter. Dexter's quite shy, is Dexter. But Dexter was telling me earlier on that in the Bible, in the Bible lands where he's a sheep, it's really dry and dusty, really dry and dusty. So imagine Dexter walking through this desert all day long in the heat of the sun. By the end of the day, Dexter, how do you feel? He says he feels really tired and really hungry and really thirsty. And Dexter, when you feel really tired and really hungry and really thirsty, what do you really need? He says he needs to lie down in some long grass and he needs a drink of water. Something a bit like this. But Dexter, do you know where to find grass and water? No, he doesn't. He doesn't know where to find grass and water. He says he doesn't know where to find grass and water, but his shepherd does. Do you see what we read in the psalm? He, that's my shepherd, makes me lie down in green pastures, that's fields of grass, and leads me beside quiet waters. Imagine the relief after a long day walking through the desert, and your shepherd makes you lie down in cool grass beside quiet waters. You can put your whole face in the quiet waters and quench your thirst. And Dexter says that's the first reason he needs his shepherd. He needs his shepherd because he says, my shepherd refreshes me when I'm weary. And friends, don't you see how we are like sheep? We're weary. Not just physically, but we are deep down weary, walking through the desert days of our lives. And lockdown, it's hard to keep going, isn't it? And maybe you're drinking more alcohol than you mean to, or you're tucking into more cake, or you're fooling around online, or you're looking for something to refresh you. Maybe what's keeping you going is the thought of a new bike or a new phone or a new start or a holiday or a haircut. And the truth is, none of those things really refresh us. They are not the grass and water that we need. And the trouble is, a bit like old Dexter here, we don't really know where to find the grass and water that we need. But the shepherd does. And in the Bible, Jesus says, I am the shepherd this psalm is talking about. I am the good shepherd. And one time he says, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. And the rest he's talking about is not just a good night's sleep. He promises to give us the deep rest of the soul. He promises to give us the grass and water that we need. In fact, he says he is the grass and water that we need. Like sheep need grass and water, we need Jesus. Our souls were made for life with him. And friends, we will always be weary unless he refreshes us. That's the first reason why sheep needs shepherd. My shepherd refreshes me when I'm weary. Dexter says he's got another reason why a sheep needs a shepherd. He says, if you are a sheep, it's really easy to get lost. A bit like the sheep in this picture. They look a bit lost, don't you think? Don't think they're supposed to be there walking along the road like that. And the thing is, when sheep gets lost, the danger is you start following other sheep. But the other sheep are just other sheep, which means they're just as lost as you are. If you are a sheep and you get lost, what you need is someone who knows the way. What you need is a shepherd. And Dexter says, that's the second reason he needs a shepherd. My shepherd guides me when I'm lost. My shepherd guides me when I'm lost. Friends, you see how we are like sheep? We get lost. And sometimes we lose our way with the people we love, and we don't know what steps to take to put things right. Or we're thinking about the future and we don't know the right path to take. At the moment, it feels like, as a nation, we've lost our way. And when we are lost, the danger is we end up following other sheep. And they may be very funny sheep and very cool sheep and very clever sheep. And they may have written books and done TED Talks. And they may be very famous sheep. And they may have millions of followers on Instagram. They may be sheep who run the country, but they're still just sheep. And the point is, sheep don't know the way, do they? They don't know the way. But the shepherd does. Look at what it says in verse 3. He, the shepherd, guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. See, we fear that Jesus will guide us down all the wrong paths. No, do you see? He guides me along the right paths. At one point, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. Eternal life is the life we were created for. It's the life that starts now and lasts forever. And he says, that's the path I lead you down, the path to life. And everyone else is just a sheep. Don't follow them. They don't know the way to life. They are as lost as you are. And Jesus comes into our world and says, I'm not just another sheep. I am the Lord, the shepherd. And I know the way for you to live. I know the way to life. So let me guide you through lockdown. Let me show you the way to heal that broken relationship. Let me lead you as you work out what to spend the rest of your life doing. And that's the second reason why a sheep needs a shepherd. My shepherd guides me when I'm lost. And earlier when I was talking to him, Dexter said he had one last reason why a sheep needs a shepherd. Just remind me of what it is, Dexter. Oh, yeah. Dexter's thinking of the times when he's been walking through dark, dark valleys. Dexter, how do you feel when you have to walk through a dark valley like this? Ooh. Dexter says he feels scared. And I think we get that, don't we? Aren't we scared of what's out there? What if there's one of these lurking out there in the dark? One of these, have a look. Can you see what it is? Wolf. That's why a sheep needs a shepherd. Because there might be a wolf out there in the dark, and a sheep can't fight a wolf. But a shepherd can. Do you see what it says? Verse 4, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Well, a shepherd's rod and staff are like this big stick. And that's why your rod and your staff comfort me, literally give me courage, because I can keep going, because I know that with his big stick, my shepherd is going to keep me safe. So even in the dark, dark valley, Dexter's not scared. You're not scared anymore, are you? Why? Do you see why? Verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. For you are with me. See, he's not scared because his shepherd is with him. That's the third reason he needs a shepherd. My shepherd is with me, so I don't need to be scared. And friends, think of the things that you and I are scared of. The wolf out there in the dark. The prospect of being alone. Of getting ill. Of getting the results. Of being out of work. Of dying. And we like to pretend we're not scared, we're fine, but we are. That's why we don't talk about it. And friends, by ourselves, of course we feel scared. We can't fight the wolf, but Jesus can. And the beautiful thing about Jesus is, see, the first sign of danger and the dodgy shepherds, the people who claim they're shepherds, they run away, they leave you to it. But Jesus says he is the good shepherd. So good that he lays down his life to protect us. And he promises he will never leave us. So if he is your shepherd, what that means is whatever you face, you don't face it alone. He is with you. And he is bigger and stronger than any wolf. So you don't need to be afraid. He will walk with you through life's darkest days, even through the valley of the shadow of death. He will be with you. And if you put your hand in his, he will lead you through death and onto life with him in a world made new. That's why Dexter is so glad to have a shepherd. He says, my shepherd is with me, so I don't need to be scared. And friends, one of the things we've been told is that we're better off without the shepherd. The shepherd will just spoil things. You follow him, it'll just make life miserable. Do you see the second half of verse 5? You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. You know how some people are kind of glass half empty sort of people? Other people are kind of glass half full sort of people. People who follow this shepherd are cup overflows sort of people. Overflows. Overflows with more blessing than we know what to do with. And then do you see what he says? Verse 6, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. See, wherever I go, I can't shake off his goodness. Or his love for me. It'll follow me wherever I go. He's got me. Got me in his grip. And he will lead me home. You see, through the desert of this world, to be with God forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say goodbye to Dexter, can you? It's like the end of a Zoom call. Let's wave goodbye to Dexter and thank you very much for helping us out and just giving us a little bit of insight into what it feels like to be a sheep. So goodbye, Dexter saying goodbye. And just as we close, can you humor me? Can everyone get your fingers out, your five fingers. Five fingers, five words. Let's just go through those five words. The. Not a, but the Lord. The name for God that speaks of his promise to never stop loving his people. The Lord is, not maybe, but because of Jesus, is my. Not people in general, but my. It's very personal. My shepherd. I'm weary. And he refreshes me. I'm lost, and he guides me. I'm scared, and he is with me. and he is with me all the way through the wilderness of this world, blessing me with more goodness and love than I know what to do with. And he promises he will lead me home to be with him forever. Do you see? Why, if you can say these five words and mean them, you lack nothing. You have everything you could ever need. And I want to say, children, if you can't say those five words and mean them, if he's not your shepherd, today would be a good day to start to follow him, don't you think? Ask a grown-up how. And perhaps you are a grown-up. Perhaps you've been watching this live stream the last few weeks, and it's really good to have you with us. Perhaps you're someone who wouldn't normally go along to church. Perhaps you've always thought it's not really something you need. And then lockdown has woken you up. It's shown you the truth. It's kind of forced you to face reality like you've never faced it before. It's forced you to face the fact that the reality is you've not got your life sorted like you thought you had. You've not got it under control. You're not an owl or a lion or a bear or a koala. You're a sheep, and you're weary, and you're lost, and you're scared, which is why you do need a shepherd. You need a good shepherd. You need Jesus. And friends, I wonder what's stopping you from turning to him today? He loves you. And he's calling you to turn to him. Stop thinking you can tough it out alone. Admit to him that you need him. Put your life in his care. And if you do that, if you know him as your shepherd, you will lack nothing. You will have everything you need for the rest of your days. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray a prayer in three little sections. I'm going to pray sorry and thank you and please. I'm going to pray it slowly. And if you're someone who's never turned to the shepherd before and put your life in his care before, I wonder if this is a prayer that you know you need to echo in your heart. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, sorry. Sorry for thinking I was better off without you. And sorry for trying to make my own way through life. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that in your love, you laid down your life on the cross to save me from sin and death, the wolf. And Lord Jesus, please, please be with me now. And by your Spirit, help me to follow you today and for all the rest of my days. Amen.